Hey everyone, Ellie here wishing you a happy Friday. So there's this thing in baseball called hitting for the cycle, and it happens when one batter gets all four types of hits you can possibly get in one game, a single, double, triple, and home run. This week, we hit for the cycle on the Trump criminal trials. We saw court action, or we saw briefs filed in all four of the criminal indictments. Also, later today, we're supposed to see the civil verdict on the Trump Organization fraud trial coming out of New York State. So lots going on. I also wanted to talk for a moment about the return of Jon Stewart. I know you've all seen this. He's back, at least for Monday nights. He'll be hosting The Daily Show. It's a real blast from the past. I think he said it's been 9 years since he hosted the show. I'm a huge fan of Jon Stewart's. Almost everybody is, but I feel like I have a special bond with him because we're both Jewish kids from New Jersey. We're actually almost the exact same height, which is not much. I feel like I've maybe discovered him, not before anyone else, but earlier on. I remember him from his MTV days, and I think he has so much to offer. Stewart said something in his monologue that really resonated with me, and I'm going to paraphrase here. But basically, look, Jon Stewart understands the stakes of this election. He understands who and what Donald Trump is. He's made no bones about that. Stewart said something, though, that really rang a bell for me. He said, basically, you should be very interested in this election. You should be very invested in what happens in our public life. But the answer is never to just ignore or gloss over anything that might not be great for whatever side you're coming from. The answer is never just to excuse abuses or overreach or poor conduct by someone just because they happen to be going after the guy you hope loses. I'm paraphrasing again, but that was the gist of what he said. It really ticked off Keith Olbermann and some of the hard left Twitterati out there. But Jon Stewart's right. I agree with him, and it was great to hear that message from him. Okay, on with this week's brief. As always, love to hear your thoughts, questions, or comments. Please send them in to letters@cafe.com. It's not the feeble old man part that matters most in the incendiary report by special counsel Robert Hur. It's that Joe Biden knew he had highly classified documents in his home. He kept them for a reason, and he held on to them for years. He knew all along. He arguably broke the law, and he definitely misled the American public. That should be the vital takeaway from Hur's investigation, more than the report's headline-stealing description of Biden's advanced age and creaky memory. So first, for anyone howling about Hur's report, let's recognize that he had to write it. Federal regulations require that at the end of the investigation, the special counsel must create a report, quote, explaining the prosecution or declination decisions, end quote. Now, one could fairly take issue with how Hur wrote the report. We don't want prosecutors flaming people who they don't indict, after all. And Hur drafted a 300-plus page tome that included damaging revelations, at times with excessive flourishes, to be sure, about Joe Biden and others around him. I'll allow that objection on one condition. You also must be on record condemning another special counsel, Robert Mueller, who wrote a 400-plus page report excoriating Donald Trump without recommending indictment. It's entirely fair to argue that prosecutors should either charge or stay mum as possible, or that the special counsel rules are a mess, which they are. But it has to work both ways. Hur's report is essentially a prosecution memo, a standard document in which prosecutors lay out their evidence and consider the arguments for and against indicting. DOJ policy, of course, as you all are familiar, prohibits a criminal charge against the sitting president, but Hur certainly could have recommended a post-presidency indictment. I've written hundreds of these documents and I've reviewed many more. In my view, this is a razor's edge call, and it reasonably could have gone either way. The report states on page one that the investigation, quote, uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency, end quote. If that sounds familiar, it might be because Donald Trump now faces 32 felony counts in Florida brought by a higher profile DOJ special counsel, Jack Smith, for the federal crime of willful retention of national defense information. Hur comprehensively lays out the evidence and the difficulties a prosecution might face, including the challenge of establishing Biden's criminal intent. The special counsel's account of Biden's mental acuity feels overstated and unnecessarily colorful to me, but it's a relevant factor that weighs considerably in her assessment of the case's shortcomings. Further complicating the picture, Biden had several different batches of classified materials circulating around his Delaware, Virginia, D.C. home office ecosystem, and he plainly did not know about some of the documents, but as we'll discuss in a moment, he absolutely did know about others. The end result is a Rorschach test of sorts. There are bizarro Bill Barr-esque whitewashes out there that gloss over or ignore the damning evidence while highlighting the soft spots in the report for Biden, including the fact that he seemingly did not know about some of the documents. And then there are headlines that focus entirely on Herr's use of the term willful and conclude that a criminal charge was mandatory. Neither tells the full story. The truth is, prosecutors are not automatons who take concrete inputs and then spit out a mathematical result. There's judgment involved, and this one's close enough that reasonable prosecutors can reach different conclusions. So let's do this part right now because it's mandatory and it's important. Trump's conduct was worse than Biden's. I'll say it again. Trump's conduct was worse. That's a plain, irrefutable truth. Herr even takes pains to say so, perhaps gratuitously, in his report. Trump took more classified documents than Biden did. He was more careless or worse with them, and he obstructed justice bigly while Biden did not. But Biden's conduct is indefensible nonetheless. Here's the report's biggest revelation. Joe Biden held on to classified top-secret national security documents after he left the vice presidency, and he did it intentionally. This was no accident. Biden had those documents for this specific reason. He believed he had been right on American policy and Afghanistan, and that President Barack Obama had been wrong, and he wanted to paint himself as the visionary hero and Obama as the heel in the historical narrative. That's why Biden shared some of their contents with his ghostwriter, though Herr acknowledges that Biden may have disclosed that classified information inadvertently, citing Biden's, quote, lapses in attention and vigilance, end quote. Here's the single most important piece of evidence in Herr's report. In a recording made by the ghostwriter in February 2017, a month after Biden left the vice presidency, Biden says he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs. I'm going to read that again. This is Biden on tape. He had just found all the classified stuff downstairs. That, folks, is the needle scratch moment. Up until last week, the party line has essentially been, hey, classified documents are strewn all around the White House. A bunch of boxes got moved around. Transition is chaotic. Documents end up in various places. Big mistake. Whoops. Sorry. Now we know that that's untrue. Indeed, for the past year, the president and his mouthpieces have doggedly denied intentionality. Biden's attorney declared in January 2023, as the scandal broke, that, quote, documents were inadvertently misplaced. Wrong. It wasn't, quote, inadvertent. Biden possessed at least some of the papers knowingly and on purpose. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden did not know that classified documents were in his home or office and had no idea what they contained, false and false. Again, I'll point you to he, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, Joe Biden's words. Biden himself said on the stump that he was, quote, surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office, meaning the one in Washington, D.C. This is misdirection at best. Perhaps Biden was surprised that classified documents wound up at that specific location, but he sure as hell knew and omitted that he had classified documents elsewhere at his home, downstairs, to be specific. Now that Biden has been caught dissembling to the public, he's tried to pivot to the better news. In an official statement issued just after Herr's report became public, the president proclaimed that he, quote, cooperated completely, threw up no roadblocks, and sought no delays. I'll give him cooperated, but not completely, not anymore. Timing is key here. Think back to that February 2017 when Biden said he found all the classified stuff downstairs. What did Biden do back then in 2017? Did he have his people get right on the phone with the archives or the FBI to turn the documents back in? Nope. He kept those sensitive documents and he said nothing for five more years. Not until 2022, after the FBI executed its search warrant on Trump in Mar-a-Lago, did Biden's people alert the authorities. As a whole, Biden and his team get maybe a B- for cooperation. It's not quite the gold star his flacks have made it out to be. Cooperation is a relevant consideration for prosecutors, and Herr plainly gave Biden some credit for his belated efforts to return documents to the government. But of course, cooperation, especially when it's less than complete, does not erase everything that preceded it. It counts, but it's not a magic wand. Biden supporters are rightly concerned that Herr's colorful and extraneous harping on the man's mental state could hurt his electoral chances in November. That may be true, but an indictment would have been far worse. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe and stay informed.